Victory or death!
Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death!
But the sun keeps on shining. Yeah, the sun keeps on shining. I'm tempted to not do goals this year. That's what I'm tempted to not do. I'm going to do it. But I'm tempted to not do it. Happy New Year, and welcome to Radio Free Virginia. I'm your host, Hank Reardon, the voice of freedom behind enemy lines here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, bringing you the patriots, the information you need to stay in the fight to preserve your liberty. This is episode 23-1, the first episode of 2023, the 116th episode ever. So thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about the show, so maybe this is your first time checking it out, go to radiofreevirginia.com. Check out the website. You can find show notes. Maybe pick up a t-shirt, support the show, and shoot me a message. I love hearing from all of you, and I love hearing about questions that you have or topics you'd like me to dive into and research. I'm usually fair game. So the new year is here. Most of us are setting goals or resolutions or whatever, and you're interested in that kind of a topic. I'm not going to do what I normally do, which is a show about SMART goals. Because as I said at the beginning, I kind of don't even want to do them. I feel like last year, I achieved some big things that I was setting out for, but other big things didn't, and I didn't feel like I really stuck to it. I'm going to talk a little bit about that here. One of my big goals is having a really bad tendonitis in my elbows, and that appears to have been fixed. That was one of my big goals. Hike pretty much every month. I think I pretty much did that. I got my real estate license, and that was a big one, and that was a nightmare, let me tell you. Oh my gosh. If you know anybody that's thinking of doing that, do not do the online course. Go do the in-person course, and then study like you would have to anyway, and take the dumb test. The test isn't easy. I won't say it's easy, but it's a whole lot easier than they make it when you do the online course, so don't do that. My savings goals were erased by inflation, which I've railed against many times on the show. And because of what they're doing to the economy and other things, the inventory of houses is shrinking and shrinking. It's considerably less. I think it's down 30 or 40% from last year, the amount of houses that are available on the market. So that really puts a damper on things. So that's been frustrating. You know, many of you that's listened a while know that I wanted to learn Russian. Yeah, that didn't happen. Again. And that really frustrates me. Because this would have been a good year to learn Russian. And a good year to know Russian. Lots of stuff in the news about Russia. The long-range rifle class that I've been trying to organize, I have not been able to make that happen. And that is probably one of my most frustrating things. Because I really want to make that happen. But we'll see. I'm shooting for springtime. But I don't know. The idea behind that is instead of doing a big, fancy, expensive, you know, $8 a round bolt rifle class, $8 a round being the 6.5 Creedmoor, 300 Win Mag, you know, stuff like that, that we change it up a little bit. So we learn long distance out to, say, 500-800 yards, shooting a 18-inch or longer 223 AR. And you learn all the same ballistics, all the same math, all the same science. But it's a lot cheaper. And it's usually something that most people can do. You know, all you got to do is buy an upper and an optic. And you're in business. Because most of us, most of you that are listening, we have ARs. So, not a big deal. But it's really challenging to find a place, especially here in Central Virginia, that has the distance. And a place, I mean a private place, not some range. Yes, I could spend lots of money. It would increase the cost of the course. And who, you know, then it wouldn't work. I want this to be open and available, achievable by patriots like you and me, not, you know, the Gucci folks that have the 10 ARs that they don't use in their safe. I'm talking guys that have two or three that want to really learn how to use that optic and learn how to use their weapon system. So that's what I wanted to make happen there, and just kept hitting roadblocks all throughout the year. It takes about 2-3 weeks to get back, hear back from somebody about some property that might work, and then, you know, nothing happens, and then I follow up, and then they said, you know, no, that's not going to work. I'm like, okay. So it's just going to take time. So it's been frustrating, and that's why I'm fed up with not achieving the things I set out to achieve. Some of that is financial, and some of that is just I just didn't knuckle down, and there were other things that got in the way, and I'm not happy about that. So we'll see. I've got the same list of things that I want to try and achieve, and I got to figure out if those are still what I really want to achieve. So same is probably true for you. I hope you all enjoyed your Christmas. I had a good time. Way too many going overs to the in-laws and various people's breakfast, lunch, and dinner kind of stuff. We have a very small family, so it's like, why are we going over here again? We just were over here for breakfast. Why are we here for dinner? What is going on? So, but it was fun. It was nice to see everybody, and I know that's probably the case for all of you. Good to be back in the swing of things almost. Me personally, I didn't take any vacation. Had a few days off because of holiday stuff with the company. But I'm ready to get back to work and just be working. I mentioned it in a previous show. There's this thing called Christmas brain where people just shut down their whole lives. They shut their whole lives down. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you see it when you're driving, and it's quite frustrating. So I'm glad that that is hopefully going to go away. So people can go from running their brains on 40% power to kicking it back up to 70%. I guess we'll take that, you know, that's pretty good. So I'm going to cover some different things, not much in this show. This show is going to be pretty short, but I am going to cover a few things coming up in the months ahead. You know, we've got a new legislative session about to start, and I'm going to go back to what I used to do, which is cover the bills and read you the text of the bill so that you, as patriots, can be equipped to preserve your liberty, to know what to do. Look, the federal government is, what am I supposed to say about it? It's a joke. It's an absolute joke what they're doing to this country. And the Republicans seem to be signed up on the, bought a ticket on the useless train. I don't know. But they're not going to get it done. And they don't have, because of the cheating and because of many other things that I've talked about, they don't have the power to actually really do anything. And, you know, when was the last time, other than a Republican, that when Congress was holding hearings, or when the Senate was holding hearings, that anyone was punished for what they did? Lois Lerner, remember her? Targeting Tea Party groups? Targeting Tea Partiers? Meh, whatever. I mean, we know that the FBI is corrupt. We know that the FBI had people that were former FBI agents working at Twitter. I mean, this is not conspiracy theory anymore. We knew this. It was conspiracy theory for a while. Now, Elon Musk has been doing data dumps of information about Twitter, and that's what was going on. The FBI was directly working with Twitter to silence conservative voices. It's a total violation of the First Amendment. And I wonder how free are we really in America at this point? But going back to the legislative stuff, we still have a chance at the state level to make changes and do things. So that's what I'm going to focus on, and where it pops up and information you need to know about what's going on with the bozos in Washington. Fine. But as far as I'm concerned, I've said this before, I don't need them. I don't recognize them. Governments derive their powers, their just powers, from the consent of the governed. I don't consent to be governed by lesser men. Far lesser men is what these people are. And I won't be governed by them. I just refuse. So let's take a look at what Sam Culper just put out. Ford Observer. Or I guess he's not calling himself Sam Culper anymore. He's gone back to his real name, which is Mike Shelby. But if you haven't checked out Ford Observer, it's really worth having. His intel team and the stuff that they dig up and work on is really good. And it's not sensational. It's just information. And so this is a 30-day warning window on China-Taiwan. So take it for what you want. And this will, if anything ever kicks off in China, here's the thing. If I was China, with the weak government that we have in the United States, heck yeah, I would invade Taiwan. Totally would invade Taiwan. I mean, I would have done it already. You've got a dementia patient in the Oval Office, and the backup is a stupid, giggling imbecile named Kamala Harris. So what is our government going to do? Nothing. We're not going to do a dang thing. Bottom line up front, China is ramping up military exercises and maneuvers that may be designed to baseline their activity ahead of a January blockade of Taiwan. We're entering a 30-day window before this world-changing event potentially occurs. In our latest Indications and Warning report, Max and Jared take a look at the potential for China to blockade Taiwan starting in January. There was sufficient evidence for us to issue rare warning signaling this potential. You should be aware. The report issued on 28 December to Ford Observer early warning subscribers outlines China's squeeze and release strategy, where military exercises are becoming larger and more frequent. Subscribers can read the entire report here, and it details where you can get that. And I will post a link to this in the show notes. Starting on Christmas Day, China began ramping up military exercises around Taiwan and shortly after sent 7 times the aircraft and twice the number of naval ships we've recently observed crossing over into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. With an increased number of military assets joining in these exercises, China could be normalizing baseline activity until it has enough naval vessels in the maneuvers to launch a blockade of Taiwan, which we believe is the most likely course of action. I don't know if you remember, I'm going to continue in a second here, if you remember when John Galt was on the show and he was talking about how much China's capability is for building ships. There's no country on earth that can build as many ships as they can. I mean, if you compare China to the United States during World War II, China's shipbuilding capability is bigger than ours was in World War II. That's how big it is. It's huge. So if they want to kick something off, you could destroy their entire military and they'd have another whole set of ships and everything cranked out pretty quick. So, and you know, that's just not going to happen. They're not going to be destroyed. So that's what's interesting about this report that Ford Observer put out. China's blockade of Taiwan could coincide with a new Russian winter offensive in Ukraine, potentially starting next month. This would also solidify the China-Russia no-limits strategic partnership. Chinese New Year celebrations begin 22nd January, after which they would have 60 days until a break in seasonally rough weather conditions in the Taiwan Strait. This break in the weather pattern would be conducive for a Chinese amphibious landing, which is possible but less likely. Taiwan likely has about a month's worth of oil and gas, and maybe a few months' coal. China could emplace a 60-day blockade to deplete these resources and attempt to change the government through political warfare on the island, similar to what they did in Hong Kong. As opposed to a conventional war and invasion, this course of action is unlikely to trigger a large-scale U.S. military response. Avoiding a U.S. military response is a prime objective for the Chinese. For at least part of the past several months, China has strengthened ties with Taiwan's Kuomintang political party, which China may seek to install as the new government during this blockade. I'm emailing today because I thought everyone should know the things we're seeing. While Chinese action is not guaranteed, they are entering another window where military action is possible, if not likely, and you should act accordingly. So just something to think about. I mean, it really doesn't affect us directly, except that China and Taiwan are pretty much combined the world's largest producers of semiconductors. So there goes your truck computer chips, your computer chips, your graphics processors, everything. If it's a semiconductor, they're huge. And so something to think about. I don't know if it'll happen. I'm not really going to worry about it, but it is an interesting thing to keep an eye on. What's interesting to me about it, about this report, is I've heard nothing about this on the mainstream media. Nothing. So makes me kind of think there's a lot of possibility of this happening. Now let's review some memes here. This is a Western Rifle Shooters website. I love this one. It's a picture of, I think it's Batman, but as Bruce Wayne, just sitting there with a smirk on his face. Gaslighting's not real. You're just imagining things again. Go back and listen to my episode on gaslighting. And you'll really kind of understand and think that's funny. We are being gaslighted every day, and it's unlike anything we've ever seen before. It's every day. I like this one. It says, "I'm free," and it's a picture of a guy with his thumbs up, and there's all these weapons stuck in his head and in his back and everywhere. This is IRS, property tax, licensing, ATF, income tax, sin tax, DEA, Fed. I like the Fed is like a chain tied to a boulder. Yep, that's pretty much it. I mean, I was thinking about this. I was watching some show. Oh, we're watching Jack Ryan, and they're over in Eastern Europe. And I'm watching the show and wondering, I wonder how free we are in comparison to other parts of the world. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, we know where we're at. Representative Matt Gaetz posted this. Tonight, Kevin McCarthy had dinner with Hunter Biden at a state dinner with Macron to rally support for USA to Ukraine. He should not be speaker. I agree. Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell and all the doofuses that have got us to where we are have no business being in any positions of leadership. The useless Republicans are the reason a $1.7 trillion spending package just passed. And so for now, a year, a whole year, they have no leverage to get anything. So, yeah, way to go, McCarthy. Way to go, McConnell. Useless pieces of garbage. We can say goodbye now if we don't start indicting and executing traitors. Fact, these aren't incompetent Republicans. These are groomed globalist, deep state pawns, traitors, backstabbing pieces of garbage. And it's a picture of McConnell. It's a picture of Lindsey Graham. I can't recognize the other. Oh, it's McCarthy. All my life, I was told that taxes are a price we pay to live in a civilized society. I want my money back. And then there's one that I thought was interesting, and there's no commentary to it. I just thought it was funny. It says, it's a Google search in images, and it's a the word shoplifter. And every single one of the shoplifters is a white guy. I'm like, huh, that's interesting. Don't know why that is. But California's got a real problem with that, with shoplifting. There's nothing you can do. In fact, I saw, I don't remember what it was. It was a video. I think it was on Reels or something. Maybe YouTube. Don't remember. But they were touring some stores in California, and it was, I think it was a CVS, and every single item on every single shelf was behind a locked cabinet, everything, because of the shoplifting. There's no, they got people, you can, you got people walking in to stores, filling up their shopping cart and just rolling out. There's nothing anyone can do about it. Way to go, California. This is from Dr. Shooty McBeardface. It has become cool and safe to advocate for violent tyranny in the USA. Folks need to learn or relearn that doing so is in no way safe, but rather fraught with consequences. Americans have a time-honored tradition that needs revival. Actually, several time-honored traditions, among them arrests, prosecutions, followed by executions for treason. And the consequences are not hateful or obtuse. They are moral consequences, the consequences one rightly earns for maliciously destroying and infringing on liberty. When politicians do this, it means they're treasonous tyrants, criminals. They must be tried and executed. When FBI, ATF, police do this, it means they are criminals and must be defied and resisted with force, then tried and executed. Tyranny requires defiance and redress. Yep. It does require defiance. I just don't think, I just think there's so few people that actually want to defy tyranny that, I don't know. I've talked about this many times. You know, it's time to do patriot stuff, but nobody's wanting to do patriot stuff. So, okay. So that's it on the memes. Lots of funny stuff over at Western Rifle Shooters, and they just don't even care. I mean, they don't care. They'll post whatever. It's funny the way that you can get around saying things like, you know, you should try and execute traitors. You can get away with it when you're reading a meme or when you're sharing a meme. So I just think that's kind of funny the way that that works out. But they don't even care. So it's just kind of funny. And people wondered, and I know that the question has been asked, how come I'm not putting out a podcast every week? Well, the reality is that I have a life and a job outside of this, and I love doing this. But the big problem in the wintertime is the heat. I am in the bunker, the undisclosed location, aka my basement. And right next to my giant desk setup that I've got here, which actually is pretty large, is the air handler. And when that kicks on to get the house warm, I can't do this. I can't do that with a big happening in the background. So that's throws a damper into the ability of me to crank out a show that requires me to talk into a microphone if the dumb heat and AC are kicking on. Now, in the summertime, it's actually pretty easy. I just go upstairs, crank the temperature up about 5-6 degrees, and record the show, and then I go back to working, and I edit it, and I crank it out. But it's harder in the winter because it actually cools off quite quick, and when it's cold, if you drop it 5 degrees, it's freezing in the house. I already keep it at 66, so that would be 59 degrees, 60 degrees around there. Too cold. So that's just what's going on. It's the reality of it. And December is traditionally a slow news cycle time. I know it was this time. There's nothing going on, especially here in the South. You know, this whole dang place shuts down. You notice that? Everything shuts down. It was really hard to actually find 8 hours a day at work for the last week or two of the year. It was quite a challenge. So there were days I just said, forget this, and worked 4 hours and went home. So with that, I'll wrap it up here. I'd like to thank you for listening. Remind you, you were not made to fit in. You were born to stand out. I'm Hank Reardon. This is Radio Free Virginia. God bless you.